Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Male doctors on Twitter are currently having a debate after a male colleague stated via his handle that he sent a female patient away after she refused to tell him her complaints because she preferred to see a female doctor. Now, this is him talking. This girl walked into my consultation room and refused to say what her presenting complaint was because she expected to see a female doctor. I didn't even bother encouraging her. I told her to come back when a female doctor will be on seat, and that is on the 18th of February. I don't have time. So some doctors are aligned with a male doctor. Others argued that it is against the medical ethics, as the doctor should have done everything within his power to make her comfortable and also see her preferred doctor. Now, this is a patient, a female patient, deciding that she wants to see a female doctor. The doctor's response didn't go down well with some persons. You know, he should have found a way around it. Maybe she has some, I don't know, preference issue. Maybe she had a bad experience with a male doctor. Maybe, just maybe, for some reason or any reason at all, she prefers a female doctor. That is why we're asking, when you go to seek medical care, do you feel that a doctor's gender, be it male or female, affects the quality of health care you receive? Now, I told you about a study. Let me share that study with you quickly. In a study that is short to rile male doctors, Harvard researchers have found that females who care for elderly hospitalized patients got better results. Patients cared for by women were less likely to die or return to the hospital after discharge. Could this be one of the reasons for the ladies' preference of a female doctor? Now, this may sound like a joke. Maybe in those days when we used to be fanatics of comedy shows and we used to watch shows like the one produced by Upper Williams, is it Night of a Thousand Laugh? You know, some comedians have made reference to how they wouldn't want a man to deliver their wife's baby. So if the wife was going into labor, they would ensure that it is a female that is going to deliver that baby. And they had their reasons. So they were going to ask for a female. And if a female was not on seat, they were going to ensure they go into the theater with a wife to ensure that the male doctor doesn't do anything funny. And a lot of us concluded that this man were just clearly being insecure. That if it's a matter of life and death, I don't think anybody will want to be pinpointing their particular gender to receive care from that gender. So if it's a life-threatening situation, if it's a male doctor on seat, why would a man say, oh, no, 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 don't touch my wife. Let a female doctor come. No, at that time, you say, doctor, help. Doctor, do something. Doctor, do something. Doctor, say something. Doctor, my wife. Doctor, my wife. Doctor, my wife. Abby, that's how they behave. But this is all about what someone prefers and what another person prefers. It's not just about delivery of a baby. It's not just hinging around gynecological issues on a general term. Yes, say you visit the hospital today and you go and you go to the waiting area and then it's time to see a doctor. Do you start asking questions like, sorry, excuse me, ma, is this a male doctor that would attend to me or is it a female doctor that would attend to me? Do you, for any reason, feel that a doctor's gender will affect the quality of healthcare you receive from any health center? 070 0923 That is the number to call. It is a smart number. When you call that number, you will get connected to me. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH is the Twitter handle, and the Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Also feel free to join the conversation on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. Once again, the question is, do you feel that a doctor's gender affects the quality of healthcare you receive? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Why do you prefer a male doctor? Because it depends the kind of feeling or sickness that I'm having. That is why I'll be able to need men doctor. That is maybe the other part, the first thing, I'll be able to allow men to touch me. But going to the inner part of me, which the, I will not allow women. Even if I'm telling them, if that will become, I'm able to need the hospital or whatever it can happen to me. That is me. I just get my point. That's the issue. Everybody has the issue. Even if when a believer, a woman who wants to deliver, that was no way. The senior doctor will leave, hospital, all of them will leave. We have about 3-4 of them, and they will not discharge at any time. At least one or one, two must surely remain in that hospital as a good hospital.
Okay.
Because I get to my point.
Yeah.
Because they are not everybody who allow the wife to another man to come up and deliver to be helped for delivery of a child. No. I particularly, I will not accept that. I get to my point. Because that's what is a doctor. That's a very different thing for the person who brings the wife there. So that is all about everything. So I will not allow me here. Thank you.
Nakuku says, no female doctor touches my body. If I go to a hospital, I want to have a male doctor examining me, not a female doctor. And he has his reasons. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Oh dear. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that lady is right. And may God bless her for that.
Okay.
That is to say that that lady is somebody that is well-trained by appearance. It is wrong for a male doctor to touch a woman's body, especially when she's married. Underline that.
But the story did not state that this lady was married or single, but go ahead.
No, we are having a conversation.
Yeah, we are having a conversation.
Preference.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the gender?
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
So as a married woman, a doctor should not touch your body.
Go
open your clothes. It's wrong. Look at we as Africans. There is something unique about us. And I've started this campaign to teach my children about this so that they don't derail and start blaming people for what does not happen to those people. Even in our villages before now, it is women that deliver women. It's women. Even in the Bible age, it is women that delivers women. They are the best, but now women matter. Men don't touch their body. But today, we are claiming we are foreigners now. We are not here. We are foreigners, of course. Let me use the word. Since we choose to imbibe a foreign attitude and character, look at the problems we are having today. I was once in a relationship, and the woman went to the doctor. And how did you went to? Did you tell me no? Hey, the chef told me this is a male that tests you that went to get the full social string in my body. This is from that day. I lost interest in that relationship.
Are you serious?
I am telling you the gospel truth. I lost interest in that relationship. See, most of these women that allow male doctors to touch them, they don't know the implication of what they are doing.
But how Hold on. Why are we just focused on the touching part? You can actually go for medical examination and treatment without having to be touched. Not all illnesses or not all diseases or not all health challenges.
A woman that goes to a doctor's hospital, when you get to his office, don't you lie down? Don't he put his hand to touch and touch?
Not every time. If I'm going to the hospital because I have malaria, what am I lying down to be touched for? For malaria.
Okay, you know that is malaria. And look at how the gods of the land have protected us. No matter how serious that conception or whatever is, the women have never gone beyond the point that they cannot handle it. But look at today, that male are now touching women, married women, pregnant women. They use that due to complication, the baby dies.
You can't say that. Mr. Zion.
Yes.
Every area of specialty in the medical profession is open to both male and female. Okay,
we have
male nurses, we have male midwives. Okay, we have male gynecologists, we have female gynecologists. I mean, we have different areas of specialties open to both genders. Are you saying that we should review?
We invite a foreign culture. In our own culture and tradition, the women lay their hands on their women. And even the younger ones, she starts teaching them on how to deliver their wives or their sisters or their women. It's the woman that delivers the woman and not a man.
Okay.
What does a man do with a married woman's body?
Okay, Mr. Zion, I still do not understand why you are hinging your argument on delivery. Healthcare goes beyond just delivery of a baby.
No, because that is the only area which I am against.
Mr. Zion, if you go... You know what? I'm going to let you go now at this point. In the year 2012, was it 2013? I had to go for full body checkup, okay? Part of the things we're even discussing this morning with some of my colleagues. And it included abdominal pelvic scan. It included a mammogram. It included some other things. So I had some complaints. And then on getting to the hospital, they just referred me to the lab. No, it's not the lab. You know, there is... Well, you have the sonographers. So you should be conversant with this term. Those involved in ultrasound scans and all of that. And then I had gone upstairs with the written, so the people there knew what to do. And I'm guessing that it was a man. To be honest, I felt quite embarrassed, okay, because for the abdominal pelvic scan, I had to open up my stomach and have them apply the jelly substance on my stomach, and then I had to be pressed too. You know, it means I had to hold your ring and be pressed, and then they will now use the device and, you know, starts going from corner to corner. Why I needed the abdominal pelvic scan, I needed to be sure that my organs were all fine. So they checked my liver, checked kidneys, checked everything within my tummy. And it certified them, okay. At some point, you know, they had to check appendix to assure that, there was nothing like that. So I felt okay when it was at that time. And then the guy says, take off your shirt. And I'm like, okay. For the mammogram, because they needed to also check my chest region, and that was for breast cancer or any abnormalities or any lump. And there was another guy, so I was comfortable with one guy doing the job, but seeing another guy there, I was like, Doctor, why does this other guy need to be here? And he says, he's my, what's it called now? He's working with me. So apparently he was there and he was still learning. So when the doctor will check, you say, this is her kidney, okay, this is her liver, okay, this is her this. I say, sir, please, I could endure having my stomach open, but I don't think I will be comfortable having my chest region open. And he says, if that's okay by you, no problem. He told the guy to excuse them. And I was done. I felt like I had lost something. But then it occurred to me that I had gone there for medical care. And if this was what I needed to do to be certain that I was certified okay health-wise and there was nothing wrong with me health-wise, what's the big deal? So I had gone back, and then it was a female consultant, by the way, that attended to me. So before she even said I should go for these other things, she had worn the gloves, checked what she needed to check with her hand, check, and all of that. The next time I had gone there, they had a record. So if you had visited the hospital before the next doctor comes to see you, or before another doctor sees you, the previous doctor must have taken notes, right? So that other doctor will say, oh, you had come in some time ago and you had complained on this. How do you feel now? And I'm like, okay, I feel... okay, so can we check some of those things that were checked before to ensure that nothing abnormal? And I said, all right, fine, go ahead. That time it was a male doctor. Now, some people will say, ah, Denise, why? Why would you let a male doctor? Why would you let somebody, you know, apply jelly on your body? Check. I'm like, hello, what did I go there for? Healthcare. And I don't have a preference, to be honest. As long as the person gets the job done, that is my concern. But like I've heard from some callers already, the first caller, Dakuku, and Mr. Zion, no man has any business with a married woman's body. I wasn't married at the time, though. But this is it. For the sake of healthcare, for the sake of quality healthcare, for the sake of ensuring that you are properly taken care of, do you feel that a doctor's gender affects the quality of healthcare you receive? Let's go back to that study. The study says that patients cared for by women were less likely to die or return to the hospital after discharge. Previous research has shown that female doctors are more likely to follow recommendations about preventive counseling and to other preventive tests like pap smears and mammograms. This study, you know, took note of about 32,000 patients. Let me just read it. The authors estimate that approximately 32,000 fewer patients will die if male physicians could achieve the same outcome as female physicians every year. Every single year. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-0306416. Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chukwuma Kawende.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
For me, I don't have any issue whether a male or a female. What is important to me, the very problem that took me to that clinic is installed. I don't know if I should agitate about the woman, the female, or the male doctor. Why can't we agitate if he dies and they took us to the mortuary? who is there to take care of that, our wife, or our sister, our mother? Mm. The truth is that you must have a good medical care. If that female doctor is a professional, is a gynecologist, and she can take good care of you, what about you? Look, this, you just have a mortal body. And you are seeing somebody that can take good care of your health. And you say, because she's a female, I'm a male, why must she come and touch me? And the other process, you're waiting for the male doctor and you die. What happens? There will be a blame to the clinic. For me, it's neither here or there. If the doctor is capable to take care of that situation, I think I should open up myself to him, for she or he to take care. That is what is important, is that the very problem that took me to that hospital has been detected and has been taken care of.
Okay.
Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you and God bless you too. Nigerian for a good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Osama. Dennis Wallo.
Yes.
Imagine at that time you are married and your husband goes to that lab with you. And he sees a man and his boy. And they are touching your body, and the man is telling the boy, these are breasts, there is no cancer, there is no lump, and all that. How would they have felt?
Meanwhile, it's a male doctor that is attending to me now, just so you know, and I'm married. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, so, my husband knows he's a male doctor that is attending
to
me.
Midwife. I meant meant to be wife.
I did not hear you. What did you say?
For women, not for men.
What did you say? What was the last thing you said?
Hello?
I'm struggling to hear you. What was the last thing you said?
I said you mentioned male midwives.
Yes, there are male midwives and male nurses now.
That's what I'm asking now. Are men meant to be wives? Male midwives. It sounds strange. So, like I was saying before, this friend of mine, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, this friend of mine, the wife went to deliver off a baby at the hospital. And after delivery, the placenta did not fall out. Then I called the male doctor to dip his arm, even up to his elbow, into the woman's private part to get the placenta out. The guy was so angry because the man did that. Honestly, I think there are some things that a male shouldn't attend to women for. Like, in case of that delivery, and I think men are not covered for it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Someone says it's not about the quality of healthcare, but the privacy of the patient. When I get married, a male doctor will not do as little as touch my wife's body to feel her temperature. I'm not going to talk about a male doctor examining her body. It will never happen. That sickness should better escalate if there are no female doctors around. Dave, are you just sounding this way because, let's not rule out the fact that, should I say this? It might be due to some level of insecurity, but a professional is a professional, and a professional knows what to do as and when due. So what is really the fear? I have a male doctor attending to me. Recently, I had a male sonographer attend to me. I've had him attend to me like three or four times. I've had a male doctor always check up on me for the past how many months? It's been quite regular. And Chairman doesn't have a problem. In short, he has never for once asked, when I go to the hospital, is it a male doctor or a female doctor that checks me? No. How was what you went to the hospital for? It was good. What did the doctor say? Oh, the doctor said this and the doctor said that. And that's as far as the conversation gets. So when you say you will not as much as allow a male doctor to check for your wife's temperature, the sickness should escalate. Are you being reasonable at that time, really? Because it may be a matter of life and death. Imagine you were not within that environment and something happened to your wife. And good Samaritans around rush her to the hospital. And they reach out to you. And they say, hello, are you Mr. Suso person? Yes, okay. Your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance or is in a hospital or she just collapsed or she was just involved in an accident. Please, which doctor is taking care of her? Is he a male doctor or a female doctor? Sir, it's a male doctor. Say, please, don't people have female doctors in that hospital that will attend to her? If you don't have, I'm coming to Opika and I'm taking her to a hospital where they have a female doctor. Is that how you're going to sound, really? Quality healthcare. Now, someone has mentioned another angle. So there is quality healthcare versus privacy. Quality healthcare versus privacy. Some people have honed their craft so much so that they are highly sought after. So when you go to that medical institution and they say, this is the best gynecologist, or this is the best surgeon around, or for matters relating to cancer, this is the best doctor to handle such situations, and you have any of these problems, do you ask this doctor that is the best, that is highly sought after, is he male or is she female? and you said, because of this person's gender, I will refuse to have this person examine me. I would rather go somewhere else. Now, for those of you who have ever had to travel abroad for one medical condition or the other, before you make your trip, book flight tickets, make payments and all of that, do you ask the hospital abroad if the doctor that is going to take care of you, or the team of doctors that will take care of you, are male doctors or female doctors? Nigerian Info, good afternoon to you. All right. Someone says, because he knew he got married to a celebrity, now what will he do? It comes with the profession. Really? Nigerian, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead. Nothing else. Welcome. Go ahead.
There's no reason about it, though. As far as I can get treated by the gender, I'm comfortable.
Okay.
There was one incident when I took my wife to a private office, and her body had to be examined. And just like what you said, a scan was done on her, and she was heavy with pregnancy at like 89 months. Mm. And I was just sitting, watching what was happening when the doctor asked her to remove her clothes from her belly, and then she applied that jelly on her. Mm. They were trying to apply that instrument on her just like that. And at the time, when she was about like shifting her clothes downward a little so that she can do it very well, she looked at me and she said, sorry. For me, I think I just tried to read, why is this about the limitary? Mm. I just smiled. For me, I think it was not also comfortable. I like doing that thing, maybe because he was a man while my wife was a female, and I was there with him and looking at what was happening. So in some cases, it may not be all that very comfortable to allow the opposition to apply as a doctor on the case. But there's nothing you can do. You are just there to treat yourself or to treat your loved one. So you just have to absorb whatever thing you see and just take it. For yourself, I know you fully that you don't have any choice. For me, nothing or anything you can do. Just wait for something to be done better for you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Ola Odalume Fate says, Denise, good afternoon. I think I have a preference for male gynecologists. In fact, that was the first inquiry I made before registering for antenatal. I do not agree to the research you read out earlier at all. I felt so relaxed interacting with him, and during delivery, doctor was so professional and did a very good job in controlling the complications that came after. Anande Tena Eric on Facebook say, good day Denise Dennis, for me, I don't care. That will affect me. What I need is just treatment, and that's all. We're going to commercial break. When we come back, I will come back to your messages. I'm Denise Dennis. It is the Sunny Side of your number one station for talk, 90.3 Nigerian Info. To stay tuned.
Ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side, your number one station for talk, 90.39 Durian for FM. If you're just joining us, we are talking patients' preference for doctors' gender. In a study that is short around male doctors, Harvard researchers have found that female doctors who care for elderly hospitalized patients get better results. Patients cared for by women were less likely to die or return to the hospital after discharge. Now, a particular male doctor set Twitter on fire after he stated via his handle that he sent a female patient away after she refused to tell him her complaints because she preferred to see a female doctor. In his words, this girl walked into my consultation room and refused to say what her presenting complaint was. She expected to see a female doctor, didn't even bother encouraging her. I told her to come back when a female doctor will be on seat, and that is in February 18th. I don't have time. While some of the doctors aligned with the male doctor, others argued that it is against the medical ethics as the doctor should have done everything within his power to make her comfortable and also see her preferred doctor. Now, why this woman decided not to see this doctor, but rather would want to see a female doctor, I wouldn't know. If it is hinged on this research that female doctors do a better job, I wouldn't know. But when it comes to quality of health care you want to receive, do you feel that a doctor's gender affects that quality? So this is not a case of privacy. Privacy is on one hand. Can privacy also affect quality? Now, the caller that called and shared that he was with his wife and the doctor was about to go somewhere and he saw him and he said, "Sorry, sir." And he says, "No, don't worry. Don't do your, just do your thing." Can the presence of a husband also prevent the doctor from doing exactly what he wants to do, what he needs to do, I beg your pardon, when it comes to examination? Because if I have in mind that some patients are going to frown at my being the one to attend to them, would it affect how much expertise I show or how much quality I would want to give to them?